This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Fort Bend County Commissioners approved a new commissioner precinct map yesterday after months of debate over redistricting. The new map moves several rural parts of the county from Democrat-leaning precincts to Republican precincts. Speaking with reporters Monday, Republican Commissioner Andy Myers praised the new maps. He says the county's previous voter map did not comply with the law.
Today, the majority of the county commissioners' court took action to correct a very flawed and unfair process.
Democrats on the court criticized the new map, saying it dilutes the power of non-white voters and could be subject to a lawsuit. More than half of rural hospitals in Texas are at risk of closure. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports rural hospital leaders say the state should utilize potential new health funding to prevent further closures.
The Texas Health and Human Services Commission is developing the state's application for a federal rural health funding program focused on transformation and innovation. Erin Clevenger is the CEO of Memorial Medical Center in Port Lavaca, near Victoria. It's at high risk of closure. She says the best way to support rural hospitals is through direct financial support for at least the first few years.
Without it, all the planning in the world will not matter because there will be no hospital left to transform.
Clevenger says the state should invest the funding into collaboration, innovation, and sustainability once rural hospitals that provide essential services are stabilized. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
Harris County is suing the Environmental Protection Agency over the Trump administration's move to rescind federal funding for solar energy projects in Texas. The lawsuit filed in federal court on Monday seeks to restore the county's $54 million grant through the Solar for All program. That's an initiative to fund clean energy projects for low-income households. President Trump signed an executive order upon taking office to pause the Biden-era program. The EPA announced plans to end it and pull back funds in August. Texas stands to lose $250 million in total. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.